Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is The Value of a Mastermind Team. I have heard many powerful quotes during my life. However, there is one that I continue to replay in my mind over and over again. Jim Rohn, my mentor, said, "Success comes from a series of good decisions made over time, while failure comes from a series of bad decisions made over time." The reason I continue to replay this quote is because of its significance. If you want to live a successful life, both personally and professionally, you absolutely must take pride in your decisions. These decisions include everything from the little decisions you make throughout each day, as described in my post titled, "Our Lives Are a Mirror Image of the Little Decisions We Make," to the big decisions outlined in my post titled, "How to Make Critical Decisions," which includes how Bill Clinton used a mastermind team. The fact is that our lives are a reflection of our decisions. Sure, you can sit back and blame others for where you find yourself today, but if you're completely honest with yourself, you will admit that you are where you are based upon your decisions. All the great leaders of success, from Napoleon Hill to Anthony Robbins, have talked about the benefits of using a mastermind team to make better decisions. In my post titled, "People Are as Different as They Look," I talked about how people's life experiences are different. When you gather insights, ideas, and feedback from a group of people, you not only benefit from their individual life experiences and suggestions, but you also benefit from the combined input created as this group kicks around ideas. Napoleon Hill said, "No two minds ever come together without a third invisible force, which may be likened to a third mind." When a group of individual minds are coordinated and function in harmony, the increased energy created through that alliance becomes available to every individual in the group. The value of a mastermind team first became apparent to me when I started serving on the board of a successful direct sales company 19 years ago. This board was brought together each quarter to work as a mastermind team on everything from brainstorming on ways to grow the business to making critical directional decisions for the company. I began sitting on this board as a young 28-year-old who thought he knew everything. But this experience opened my eyes to the value that can come from bringing together a diverse group of people to discuss ideas and make decisions. At first, this board was made up of males, each with different backgrounds and life experiences. When the board was expanded to include females, the creativity of the board went to a new level. I recall listening to the women speak and thinking, "Wow, what a different perspective." This is one of the reasons that I believe that women should be included in the leadership team of any company or organization. During the 18 years that I've sat on this board, I experienced firsthand the positive results of a mastermind team. I know why Napoleon Hill made such a big deal of including others in the decision-making process, and I now seek out the views and opinions of others. In fact, I will never take on a major project without forming a mastermind team to help me make my decisions. In last week's post titled, "How to Prepare and Plan for New Projects," I shared how I formed a mastermind team when I started the brainstorming process of my Little Things Matter blog. My team had 3 meetings last fall to kick around ideas and make decisions. In addition, I chatted with others to gather their insights and recommendations. Here are 3 simple steps that I went through that can serve as a guideline for you. Step 1. Know the purpose and plan. Before forming this team, I began the process by creating a document called My Creative Brief, listing all my thoughts, ideas, and goals. It was important that I clearly understood and articulated what I wanted to accomplish before involving others in the process. Once this document was done, I selected my team members, scheduled our first meeting, and put together an agenda. If you would like to see a copy of this agenda, just refer to this post at littlethingsmatter.com. Look under Step 1 and you'll see a link to that agenda. Step 2, meet together. During the first meeting, I reviewed the creative brief with the team and sought their feedback on each point. This allowed me to gather the views from each person as I walked through the key components of my strategy. By the way, if you'd like to see this creative brief, you can do that by seeing my lesson titled, How to Prepare and Plan for New Projects. Then, step 3, work in harmony. In the 2 subsequent meetings, we reviewed the creative brief for the website design. This included the sample design layouts that my son-in-law Josh gathered. We then reviewed the marketing brief my son Jared designed, the identity package that my daughter-in-law Jessica created, and finally the rollout plan that I put together. As I sit here today, I can't recall one decision that I made on this blog in which I did not seek the opinion of other team members. The success of this blog is truly a collaborative effort of my mastermind team. Over the years, I have used mastermind teams on countless occasions to help me do everything from creating a new brochure to making critical life planning decisions. Sometimes these mastermind teams are simply conference calls, and other times they are in-person meetings. So, now it's your turn. The next time you're working on a project in which you would benefit from the life experiences of others, let me encourage you to put together a mastermind team. While you'll seek feedback from the team, remember that you are the leader of the team and you must be the one to run all meetings and assign responsibilities when appropriate. And always keep in mind, if you want to improve the accuracy of your decisions, you would be wise to put your ego on the shelf and seek the counsel from those you respect.